මෙත කේදයා විසදයා ප්‍රොන් මීලත් ආමෝදයා එලෝතු නිත කේදයා විසදයා ප්‍රොන් මීලත් ආමෝදයා සම්යක් ශාස්ත්‍ර විවාදයා රසදයා චිත්තාර්පිතොන්මාදයා සම්යක් ශාස්ත්‍ර විවාදයා රසදයා චිත්තාර්පිතොන්මාදයා ශාශ්වත් භක්ති විනෝදයා සමදයා මාධුර්ය මර්යාදයා ශ්වත් භක්ති විනෝදයා සමදයා මාධුර්ය මර්යාදයා ශ්‍රී චෛතන්‍ය දයානිධේ තව දයා භූයාත් ආම්නෝදයා චෛතන්‍ය දයානිධේ තව දයා භූයාත් ආම්නෝදයා එතුලී හේලෝදු නිත කේදයා විසදයා ප්‍රොන් මිල්ලත් ආමෝදයා සම්යක් ශාස්ත්‍ර විවාදයා රසදයා චිත්තාර්පිතොන්මාදයා ශාශ්වත් භක්ති විනෝදයා සමදයා මාධුර්ය මර්යාදයා ශ්‍රී චෛතන්‍ය දයානිධේ තව දයා භූයාත් ආම්නෝදයා හේලෝදු නිත කේදයා විසදයා ප්‍රොන් මිලත් ආමෝදයා සම්යක් ශාස්ත්‍ර විවාදයා රසදයා චිත්තාර්පිතොන්මාදයා ශාශ්වත් භක්ති විනෝදයා සමදයා මාධුර්ය මර්යාදයා ශ්‍රී චෛතන්‍ය දයානිධේ තව දයා භූයාත් අන්නදෝදයා Matajis, translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, O ocean of mercy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, let there be an awakening of your auspicious mercy, which easily drives away all kinds of material lamentation, by making everything pure and blissful. Indeed, your mercy awakens transcendental bliss and covers all material pleasures. By your auspicious mercy, quarrels and disagreements arising from different scriptures are vanquished. Your auspicious mercy pours forth transcendental mellows and thus causes the heart to jubilate. Your mercy, which is full of joy, always stimulates devotional service and glorifies conjugal love of God. May transcendental bliss be awakened within my heart by your causeless mercy. Purport. This important verse, Sri Chaitanya Chandroday Natak 8.10, specifically describes the Lord's causeless mercy. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the most magnanimous personality of Godhead, distributes his causeless mercy in three ways to the conditioned soul. Every living entity is morose in the material world because he is always in want. He undergoes a great struggle for existence and tries to minimize his miserable condition by squeezing the utmost pleasure out of this world. But the living entity is never successful in this endeavor. While in a miserable condition, a person sometimes seeks the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But this is very difficult for materialistic people to obtain. However, when one becomes Krishna conscious, by the grace of the Lord, the fragrance of the lotus feet of the Lord expands. And in this way, a materialist may gain freedom from his miseries. Actually, his mind is cleansed by the transcendental connection with the lotus feet of the Lord. At such a time, one is enlightened by the loving service of the Lord. Sorry. There are many different kinds of scriptures, and by reading them, one often becomes puzzled. But when one receives the mercy of the Lord, his confusion is mitigated. Not only are scriptural disparities resolved, but a kind of transcendental bliss is awakened. And in this way, one is fully satisfied. The transcendental loving service of the Lord constantly engages the conditioned soul in serving the Lord's lotus feet. Through such fortunate engagement, one's transcendental love for Krishna is increased. One's position is thus completely purified, and one is filled with transcendental bliss accompanied by the spirit soul's jubilation. Thus, the transcendental causeless mercy of Lord Krishna is manifested in the heart of the devotee. At such a time, material modes no longer exist. The lamentation that invariably accompanies material desires also vanishes. By the grace of the Lord, one is elevated to the transcendental position, and then the transcendental mellows of the spiritual world are manifested in him. One's devotional service then becomes firm, and one engages in the Lord's transcendental loving service with great determination. All these combine to fully awaken the devotee's heart with love of Krishna. In the beginning, a conditioned soul is bereft of Krishna consciousness and is always morose in material activities. Later, by associating with a pure devotee, one becomes inquisitive to know about the absolute truth. In this way, one begins to engage in the transcendental service of the Lord. Next, by the Lord's grace, all misconceptions are vanquished. Heart is cleansed of all material dirt. It is only then the pleasure of the transcendental bliss is awakened. By the Lord's mercy, one is completely convinced of the value of devotional service. When one can see the pastimes of the Lord everywhere, he is firmly situated in the transcendental bliss. Such a devotee is relieved of all kinds of material desires, and he preaches the glories of the Lord all over the world. These Krishna conscious activities separate him from material activities and the desire for liberation, because at every step the devotee feels himself connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although such a devotee may sometimes be involved in household life, he is untouched by the material existence due to his constant engagement in devotional service. Thus, everyone is advised to take shelter of devotional service to become happy and liberated. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutaha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrachatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padhan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanshakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patithanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shri Vas Adi Gaura Bhakta Brinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Mukham Karoti Vachalam, Pangum Langayate Girim, Yad Kripa Tamaham Vande, Shri Guru Dinatharinam. Hare Krishna, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. So first of all, I'd like to seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas. Many of my seniors and scholarly devotees, Vaishnavas, are sitting here. So seek their blessings so that we can speak a little bit about the subject matter that we have been asked to speak about, the glories of Lord Chaitanya. So this is the most beautiful, holy, auspicious day. As our Acharyas explains, the two most important days in the life of Gauriya Vaishnavas is Sri Gaur Purnima and Sri Nityananda Triyodashi. So we are commemorating the celebration of Sri Gaur Purnima today. And in the last 3-4 classes, we had such wonderful classes by His Grace Dwarkadish Prabhu, and then His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, followed by Baladev and Nanda Dulal Prabhu. So I'll just try to summarize what I heard from them and speak a little bit about Lord Chaitanya's mercy. Very beautifully this verse describes. This verse basically comes in Madhya Leela, where Lord returns to Jagannath Puri, and one of the very prominent associate of Lord Chaitanya, Swarup Damodar Goswami, he comes and he offers these wonderful prayers. And of course, Swarup Damodar Goswami was with Lord Chaitanya in Navadvip. And later on, after Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he also went to Varanasi, took sannyas, and comes to Jagannath Puri. So as soon as Mahaprabhu returns from South India, all the devotees somehow manifest themselves. So many of them just come to Jagannath Puri to see Lord Chaitanya. And one of them is Swarup Damodar Goswami, who later on become the personal secretary of Lord Chaitanya and spend the maximum amount of time with Lord Chaitanya. And in this most beautiful verse, it describes the mercy of Lord Sri Gaurasundara. And there's a beautiful article written by Gauranga Darshan Prabhu in whatever that magazine, monthly magazine, on this beautiful verse, which describes the 10 qualities of Lord Chaitanya's so mercy. So that's where I am basing my class on. Of course, one cannot glorify enough the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, because in one sense, Lord Chaitanya is the whole purpose of Lord Chaitanya's appearance is to give mercy. That's the prime purpose. Of course, all incarnations come to deliver and to give mercy. But this specific incarnation of Lord Chaitanya, the sole purpose was to experience the love of Sri Radha, the highest realm of love which is possible in the entire spiritual realm, and to give that realm, the love of Sri Radha, to the people of this age of Kali. So it's, in one sense, it's not possible, as Narkadishpur was mentioning, that how is it possible for a small tiny fish in an ocean, in one corner of the ocean, to measure the depth or the width or the length of the ocean. So it's not possible. So it's only for our own purification. We will read this verse, and as Lochandas Thakur in his beautiful bhajan explains, Parama Karuna Pahu Dvichana Nitai Gaurachandra Shab Avatara Shara Shiromani Keval Ananda Kanda. So this is Lord Chaitanya's incarnation. Sab Avatara Shara Shiromani. He is the essence of all the incarnations, the source of all incarnations, the essence of all incarnations. And this is what Lord Chaitanya's mercy is all about. And this beautiful verse which describes, so the first quality of Lord Chaitanya's mercy which is described is Helo Dhunit Khedaya. That's the first quality of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. That is, it drives away material lamentation. So that's the nature of devotional service is Klesh Agni. It drives away all mercy, as we were very beautifully singing now by Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. Satatam janata bhavatapaharam paramartha parayana lokagatim. Satatam janata bhavatapaharam. That's the reason the Lord Chaitanya appeared, is to remove the suffering of the material existence. And and so this very beautiful example comes in Lord Chaitanya's Leela, in when he is traveling to South India. Of course, Kaviraj Goswami explains that the mercy which Lord Chaitanya gave in South India was not even given in Navadvip also. So this South India Yatra was in one sense a very, very historic and a very, very unique and special Yatra, where all the floodgates of mercy were open. The exhibition of the highest mercy was revealed in this South India Yatra. As Dwarkadishpur was explaining, it was that nuclear fusion or fission reaction. What is that? One fission, nuclear fission. Of course, probably for most of us now, fission may not make sense, but corona makes sense. If something was like this, was actual spiritual corona, or karuna was being spread in a similar way. Like Mahaprabhu would go to different places, and anyone who would see him, or anyone who Lord Chaitanya would see, would be spiritually infected by love of Godhead. And then that person, when he would go to his village, he would spiritually infect his entire village. And anyone from the neighboring village would have come to see that one person would get spiritually infected, and he would spread the whole spiritual infection is not the right word, but spiritual mercy. But that's how it was, something like how that's how the COVID was, or some people say was spreading. So that was the historic mercy which Lord Chaitanya exhibited in his South Indian tour. And we will read about one specific pastime from this section to derive this point of Helo Dhunita Khedaya. So this is at the point of time when Lord Chaitanya arrived at Kurukshetra, and he takes the darshan of the Kurmadev, offered his prayers, offered his pranams, and seeing his beautiful singing and dancing and the ecstatic symptoms manifest on his beautiful golden form, all the people, neighboring people, they all just came and they were astonished to see Lord Chaitanya. And the news would spread and everyone just came there, and anyone who came and saw Lord Chaitanya was transformed, and they would also start to chant Krishna, Krishna and Hari Hari, and they would just dance. And in this way, Kaviraj Goswami explained that this is one village which I am talking, this is how all the villages it happened. So just one reference village I am telling you what happened, and this is how it happened in every village wherever Mahaprabhu went. Anyone who saw Mahaprabhu, anyone Mahaprabhu saw, both were transformed and ecstatic love was given to them. Eimatta parampara desh vaishnava hoila krishna namamrit vanyaya desh bhasha ilil. So that was how Mahaprabhu was preaching. And then of course the priest of the Kurmadev temple, he gave a lot of mahaprasad and of the offerings, and then in that village, that would happen in most of the villages when Lord Chaitanya would go, a Vedic Brahmana, his name was also Kurma. Interesting, staying in Kurma Dekshetra, and his name was Kurma. So he invited Mahaprabhu to his home and with great respect and devotion, and he washed the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and took the water on the heads of all his family members and served him wonderful special prasad from Kurukshetra. Must be rice sambar or something, South India. So whatever rice sambar, rasam, I'm sure vada, some whatever best prasadam was there. Of course, Kaviraj Goswami doesn't give details here, but I'm sure he does mention that one of the best prasadams were served. And then of course, that Brahmana, he was so happy and jubilant, he began to cry, and he was glorifying Mahaprabhu that these lotus feet, which are actually worshipped by Brahmaji, which are worshipped by Lord Shiva, have come into my house. This is the greatest fortune that I have achieved in my life. And today, my birth, my family, my riches have all been glorified. That is the perfection of actually one's life. When one receives Lord Chaitanya in his house, when one utilizes the family, his birth, his riches, in service of the Lord and the devotees. And then, of course, the beautiful section comes now. So I'll just read a few verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita and translation and purport. And this is to inspire each one of us to read Chaitanya Charitamrita, as then the marathon, Chaitanya Charitamrita marathon is going, and today is the last day to avail the discount, 50% discount. So I thought I'll just read some of the verses to inspire us to go deeper, and beautiful purports in this section. This is the Brahmana is begging, Kripakari Prabhu More Chayatoma Shange Sahitena Pari Dukha Vishaya Tarange. So then this Brahmana is telling, my dear Lord, kindly show me a favor. I just can't tolerate the miserable material existence. I would just like to come along with you. This is a repeated feature we'll see in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Anyone who comes in touch with Mahaprabhu, he just wants to follow along. Everyone wants to just leave and just join Mahaprabhu. And then Mahaprabhu has to tell them, no, no, Baba, do your duties. And Prabhupada explains that when this Brahmana commenting on this Brahmana, he says that dukha vishaya taranga, that I am feeling miserable. So Prabhupada explains that in the purport, this statement is applicable for everyone, regardless of how rich or prosperous one may be. So it doesn't matter. Vishaya taranga, or the dukha vishaya taranga is there in this world for everyone. Of course, there's no need to elaborate on that. Everyone, each one of us have our own experiences of these dukh vishaya taranga. And then Srila Prabhupada explains that one cannot make any provisions for the troublesome life of material world. It is a fact that one may be very happy as far as riches are concerned, but one has to manage the vishayas to meet the demands of the body. And then Srila Prabhupada explains, thus one must become freed from the materialistic way of life. One has to merge himself in the ocean of transcendental bliss. In other words, one cannot relish transcendental bliss without being freed from the materialistic way of life. Prabhupada explains, it seems that the Kurma Brahman was materially very, very happy. Yet he told that he is feeling the misery and now he wanted to leave. So then of course Lord Chaitanya told him that Prabhu kahe aichi baat kabu na kahibo grihe raho Krishna naam nirantar raibo. So this is the solution Mahaprabhu is offering for each one of us. Don't speak like that. Better remain at home. Chant the holy names of Krishna. Always. This is Grihe Rahi Krishna Naam Nirantar Laibo. So this is the solution Mahaprabhu is offering to deal with Dukh Vishaya Taranga. And Prabhupada beautifully in the purport explains, it is not advisable in this age of Kali to leave one's family suddenly. For people are not trained in proper brahmachari and grahasthas. Therefore Mahaprabhu advised this Brahmana to not to be eager to give up family life. It would be better to remain with family, try to become purified by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Prabhupada explained, if this principle is followed by everyone, there is no need to accept sannyas. And then the next verse, Mahaprabhu says, Jare dekhe tare kaho Krishna upadesha amaragya guru hoye. Instruct everyone to follow the orders of Krishna as they are given in Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. In this way, become a spiritual master and try to liberate everyone in this land. And Prabhupada explained, this is the sublime mission of International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Many people come and inquire whether they have to give up family life to join the society. That's not our mission. One can remain comfortably in his residence. We simply request everyone to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And Prabhupada explains, if someone is a little literate, he can read Bhagavad Gita as it is in Srimad Bhagavatam. That is so much better. So this is for those who are literate. They can just read a little bit Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. If not, no problem. Just chant Hare Krishna. These works, Prabhupada explained, these works are now available in English translation and are done very authoritatively to appeal to all classes of men. And by the grace of Vibhuti, today they are available on discount. So this is. And then Prabhupada explains, instead of living engrossed in material activities, people throughout the world should take advantage of this movement, chant Hare Krishna at home with families. At the same time, Prabhupada explains, one should refrain from sinful activities, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, and no illicit sex. So then, of course, then Prabhupada explains how in the grihastha life one can make nice preparations to offer to Krishna with grains, fruit, flowers, milk, and enjoy nice prasad. And then in the next verse, Mahaprabhu again told him that if you follow this instruction which I gave you, Your materialistic life at home will not obstruct your spiritual advancement. Indeed, if you follow these regulative principles, Radha Gopinath ki jai. Indeed, if you follow these regulative principles, we will again meet here. Or rather, you will never lose my company. Punarapi ei thai pave mora shang. Mahaprabhu is saying, just follow these instructions. So this is Mahaprabhu's formula, that if you don't want to miss Lord Chaitanya's presence, just chant Hare Krishna, follow the regulative principles. And if a little literate, then read Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, and preach. And then we will always be in Lord Chaitanya's association. Pabe Mora Shanga. This is Mahaprabhu's. And Prabhupada does explain in the purport, it does not matter whether one lives in a holy place like Vrindavan, Navadvip, Jagannath Puri, or in the midst of European cities, where the materialistic way of life is prominent. If a devotee follows the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he lives in the company of the Lord. So this is the simple way to be in association of Lord Chaitanya. And by Srila Prabhupada's grace, now we have temples, devotees across the globe. As I think Baladevpur was mentioning yesterday, that any place in the world we are going, we can say that is the prasadam available there. So there are devotees, there is prasadam available by Prabhupada's grace now in every corner of the world. And Prabhupada says, this is the secret of success for one advancing in Krishna consciousness. So this is the secret Prabhupada is revealing. Actually, that is the purpose of Lord Chaitanya's advent. To reveal the topmost secret which no other incarnation had revealed. Lord Ram, Lord Sri Krishna, Varaha, Kurma, whatever unlimited number of incarnations came and appeared. But the highest, the topmost, the secret of the secrets of the spiritual world, the most, the love of the most intimate people of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, their love, their devotion was unheard before Lord Chaitanya's advent. Even in Satyuga, Treta, Dwapar, other yugas also, the love of Srimati Radharani, the love of the gopis was not given or revealed. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya is the most merciful, giving us the highest secret, the most confidential secret, which is not openly even available in the Vedic literatures. The love of Sri Radha was revealed by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This beautiful darshan of Braj Holi, which we are seeing today, would have not been known to the world had it not been for Lord Chaitanya in this appearance. Probably, none of us would be celebrating the Holi or the Braj Holi, which we see or which we hear about, the love of the Brajabasis, the love of the gopis, would have remained a secret. And the most mercy, as Parama Karuna, or as Vasudev Ghosh ji sings, Yadi Gaurana Hoito Tabe Ki Hoito Radhar Mahima Prema Rasa Shima. The highest epitome of love was revealed by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Otherwise, this was not revealed by any other incarnation. So in this way, Mahaprabhu finally tells him that, my dear Kurmaji, please stay home, chant Hare Krishna and preach. And Prabhupada, of course, in the purport explained that. And one has to learn humility and meekness at home, following the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In that way, one's life will be spiritually successful. One should not, this is interesting, Prabhupada, we're giving purport to Jara Dekhe Tara Kaho. Beautiful purport. Please hear carefully. One should not try to be an artificially advanced devotee. So one should not try to be an artificially advanced devotee, thinking I am a first-class devotee, so it is best not to accept any disciples. I was thinking the other way around. If somebody thinks he's a first-class devotee, he will say, I will accept disciples all over the world. But Prabhupada is saying, don't think I am a first-class devotee, so it is best not to accept any disciples. Such thinking should be avoided. One has to become purified at home by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and preaching the principles enunciated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore, Mahaprabhu is, Prabhupada is encouraging everyone that one should not think that I am too advanced, I should not make any disciples. If you are not advanced, then preach. If you think you are advanced, then don't preach. Thus, one can become a spiritual master and be freed from the contamination of material lives. So Prabhupada explained, this is the secret of being, remain immune to this material contamination which is spread all over. To stay at home or to do your bhajan and to preach. And when this Mahaprabhu was there at the Kurma Brahman's house, that time another person who stayed in that, probably in a separate outskirts, was Vasudev, who had leprosy. And that leprosy also of the very, whatever, intense order. His whole body had so much sores and there were insects on the body. It's quite a very, in one sense, very difficult situation. And Kaviraj Goswami explains that this personality, Vasudev, his compassion was so much for all living beings that if some of the worms which would fall from his wounds, he would pick them up and put them back in his place. It's something unimaginable, actually. I don't know how one can understand or fathom the amount of the compassion which is being exhibited for the worms which are troubling. And he's picking them up, putting them, thinking that this is their food. This is where they have taken shelter of. And this was Vasudeva. And he comes, he hears Mahaprabhu was here at Kurma's house, and he comes to the Kurma Dev's house, the Kurma Brahman's house, and asks about Lord Chaitanya. And Kurma Brahman says that Mahaprabhu has already left. And he was devastated, heartbroken. And as soon as he just falls on the ground lamenting. And as soon as he was lamenting, Lord Chaitanya comes there. That is the heart of Lord Chaitanya. Anyone who calls out and is compassionate to other living beings. And Mahaprabhu immediately appears and Seikshane Asi Prabhu Tare Alingiya. This is also very, very heart-touching. Prabhu Sparshe Dukha Shange Kushta Dure Gela Anande Sahita Anga Shundara Hoila. So Vasudev Dakta. And Mahaprabhu actually embraces him. So this is also Kaviraj Goswami explains that as soon as Mahaprabhu embraced his Kushta, his leprosy was cured. And then Vasudev was so much overwhelmed and he was so much feeling happiness in his heart. And then he was reciting the beautiful verses which remembering our Sudama Brahman. When he was embraced by Lord Sri Krishna. Kwa aham daridram papiyam, kwa Krishna Sri Niketanam, Brahma Bandhur iti smahan, Bahu Bhyam Parirambitam. That I am Brahma Bandhu and you are Sri Niketan and Lakshmipati. You are embracing me. In this way, many beautiful verses, Vasudev Datta. Vasudev glorifies and he says that such mercy can be found only in you. Upon seeing me, even the most sinful people run away because of the smell of the wounds. And you have touched me. That is the behavior of independent Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it is impossible that anyone, even when Pratap Rudra Maharaj, he heard about this pastime from Sarva Bhattacharya, he said that this has to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because nobody else can embrace such a personality. He was oozing with wounds and worms and smelling horribly. And to go and embrace, it's impossible even for a most magnanimous person. Somebody may just offer you a lap or give you some, it's easy to give donation, it's easy to give some medicine or provide something from different, but to go and embrace such a personality, it's unheard of. And Vasudev Dutt and later on Pratap Rudra Maharaj also says that it's impossible. You must be, you have to be Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because the Supreme Father, Supreme Mother, a mother does not see the or as Mahaprabhu would say that the stool and the urine and the infection of the small little baby for a mother is like the chatushma, the fragrance. So that's how. So you have to be the Supreme Father, the Supreme Mother, Supreme Personality to embrace. Otherwise, it's not possible. Of course, Vasudev, after offering wonderful prayers, that my dear Lord, I have become, but then there is a problem. Ebe ahankar more janmigo, that I'll get ahankar. What do I do? Please tell me, this is the problem. Mercy is received, I have been cured, I have got love for Supreme Lord, love for you, I have been able to see you as the Supreme Lord. But then, the same solution which Mahaprabhu gives to Kurma, he says, Prabhu kahe kabhu mora nahobe, kabho tomar nahobe abhimana, nirantar kaho tumi Krishna, Krishna nama. So this is the solution Mahaprabhu is offering for all the problems. Nirantar ko, same thing he told Kurma, and now he's saying, for avoiding pride, just chant Krishna, Krishna. And another thing he says, Krishna upadeshi karo jivira nistara achirate Krishna tomar karibe angikara. So same thing which Mahaprabhu told Kurmadev, that chant Hare Krishna nirantar and kara jivera nistara, that give this message of Krishna to one and all. So that was Mahaprabhu's and then after that, Mahaprabhu just disappeared from that. And then, of course, one of the names of Mahaprabhu became Vasudev Uddhar, Vasudev Amrit Prad, one who gave the nectar to Vasudev, that the real nectar of love for the Supreme Lord. And his klesha was, what do you call it, disappeared. Helo Dhunit Khedaya. And the next is Vishdaya, which means it purifies everything. And Lord Chaitanya, in one sense, appeared. The reason for Mahaprabhu's appearance was to propagate the chanting of the holy names, by which one just purifies everything. From his childhood, he began with his preaching. Even before the choosing the time of his appearance, when people were chanting, and as we were hearing in the recent classes, how when he was a small baby also, he would cry and only get pacified when Nam Sankirtan was being chanted. So Mahaprabhu just appeared, and later on, as very beautifully Dwarkadish Prabhu explained the transition, how from when Mahaprabhu was childhood, when his little baby in the lap, he would induce chanting. When he became a grown-up, when he was teaching, he became a teacher, he was inducing his students. Later on at Srivas Thakur's house, and later on the gates of Srivas Thakur's house was opened, and on the streets by the intervention of Chand Kazi, and later on when Mahaprabhu took sannyas, the only reason he took sannyas was to go out, because some people in Navadvip were criticizing Mahaprabhu. So then Mahaprabhu said, okay, let me take sannyas. And later on in South India Yatra, so Mahaprabhu has appeared to give this holy name, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, Vishadaya, this purification by Mahaprabhu. And then the third is Helo Dhunit Khedaya Vishadaya Pronmilit Amo Daya awakens transcendental bliss. As Prabhupada explains in the purport, once the purification happens, then the transcendental bliss is experienced in the holy name. Nama Shankirtana Shab Ananda Swarup Mahaprabhu explains in the Adi Lila, Krishna Nama Jayananda Sindhu Ashwadana Brahmananda Tare Age Khato Dhaka Shama. Compared to the ocean of transcendental bliss, Ananda Sindhu, in the holy name, that one tastes by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the pleasure derived from the impersonal Brahman realization is like the shallow water in a canal. Khatodaksham. Krishna Nama Je Ananda Sindhu Aswadana. So this is what Mahaprabhu has come to give. And this is what we see in the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The devotees would experience unlimited bliss in chanting of the holy names. In one of the lectures, when His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was explaining how when they would kirtan at Srivas Thakur's house, one time they decided they'll do kirtan throughout the night. Why waste the night? And they would do kirtan all throughout the night. And Maharaj was explaining, when the sun would rise, they would feel such pain and agony that our kirtan would get stopped. Maharaj was explaining that the pain was, they were saying that, let 100 of our sons, now this is S-O-N, hundreds of our S-O-N sons die, that pain is not enough. That pain is not much in comparison to the rising of one S-U-N, sun. So that was the ecstasy, intense happiness, which otherwise it is not possible to do it the whole of night without getting exhausted. I think Baldev Prabhu was mentioning that in his class, that how the devotees would be able to chant for so many hours and dance, because they were experiencing transcendental bliss and the presence of Lord Chaitanya in Nam Sankirtan even today. Otherwise it is not possible. And we see, read in Chaitanya Charitamrita, they would do kirtan for three months together. Non-stop kirtan for months together. So it has to have some transcendental pleasure or happiness. Otherwise it is not possible. And here Kaviraj Goswami saying, Brahmananda, the happiness of Brahmananda. In one sense, the Mahaprabhu explains and the Acharyas explains that the kirtan at the house of Srivas Angan is non-different from Radha and Krishna's Rasa Leela. And Kaviraj Goswami explains actually that as in the Rasa Leela, Krishna included the entire night of Brahma in that one night of Rasa Leela. In Srivas Angan's kirtan also, the whole entire night of Brahma was present or was put in those kirtan. And the loving exchange and the experience within the heart which the devotees were experiencing was the same as the Braj Gopis would experience in Rasa Leela. The Rasa Leela is the highest experience of jubilation, happiness possible in the entire material and spiritual realm. That is the topmost epitome of happiness possible. And Mahaprabhu came to give that in the Sankirtan of the holy names. So that is Mahaprabhu's mercy, that came to give us the highest which is possible in the, not in the material world, even among the spiritual realm, the highest happiness even in the spiritual realm which is available is offered to the most lowest of all the people. So therefore this is Parama Karuna, which we cannot even fathom what we have received. As His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was explaining, that we should ponder on this day on what we have received, and then we will value it and take care. And then the fourth one, samyak shastra vivadaya. Mitigates the disagreements of the scriptures. So many scriptures have the abheda vakyas or the bheda vakyas, and people emphasizing on one and fighting over with the others. But Mahaprabhu introduced the achintya bheda abheda. So there's no confusion. Inconceivable, simultaneous oneness and difference. And the beautiful, of course, yeah. Prabhupada very beautifully explained this. This is like a gold ornament and a gold mine. So we are like this gold ornaments, and Lord Krishna is like the gold mine. And of course, beautiful example, I think Nandatulal put right yesterday, touched upon the pastime of Tapan Mishra. He was a classic example of Bahu Shastra Bahu Vakya Chitte Brahma Hoye Sadhya Sadhana Sreshana Hoye Nishchay. So he was very powerful scholar, but confused, having read so many scriptures. What is the sadhya? What is the sadhan shreshtha? What is the topmost? And he was praying intensely to understand what is the real sadhya, what is the real sadhana. And then a brahmana appeared and tells to Tapan Mishra that please approach Nimai Pandit, who has come to East Bengal, and please fall at his lotus feet, and he will reveal to you the shreshtha sadhana and sadhya. Prabhu tushto hoye sadhya sadhana kahila nama shankirtana karo upadesh kahila. The Lord, being satisfied, instructed him about the object of life and the process of attaining it. He instructed him that the basic principle of success is to chant the holy names of the Lord. So very simply, Mahaprabhu pacifies or shamaya, what is that? He pacifies Tapan Mishra, who was so much confused. And Prabhupada, in the purport to this verse, beautifully explained that Krishna consciousness movement is based upon this instruction of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that one must chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra regularly according to prescribed principles. And then Prabhupada explains for all of us. We simply ask our Western students, and now it's all Indian students also, to chant at least 16 rounds a day. But sometimes we find that they fail to chant even these 16 rounds. And instead, they bring many austere books and a worshipping method that diverts their attention in so many ways. I don't know what is that. They bring so many austere books. Maybe difficult to understand. Or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult is based upon the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Lord Chaitanya first advised Tapan Mishra to fix his mind on this chanting. We, the members of the Krishna consciousness movement, must strictly follow this advice of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And of course, Tapan Mishra also the same thing. Can I join you, my dear Lord? So same, all of them, anyone who meets once, he wants to just continue. And Mahaprabhu has, for him, chant Hare Krishna, preach and go to Varanasi. I'll come, you come there and give you more classes there. So that's his next class happened there. And then the fifth one is Rasadaya, distributed the transcendental mellows, as we were discussing. Anarpit charin chirat karunaya avatirno kalo samarpitam unnat ujjwala rasam swabhakti shriyam. That Mahaprabhu has come to give unnat ujjwala ras, the highest love of the Brajavasis. Brinda vaniyam raskeli vartam kalena luptam nijashakti muktah sancharya rupe vitanat punasah prabhur vidho prag iv loka shrishtim. And as the love of Vrindavan was looped, and Mahaprabhu empowered Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and all of them to reveal Vrindavan to all the devotees. And therefore we know Vrindavan now. It is all because of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the sixth one Mahaprabhu explains, our Swarup Damodar explains, is Chitta Arpit Unmadaya. Lord Chaitanya's mercy causes jubilation of the heart. Just by reading about Mahaprabhu's compassion and how he delivered patra apatra na dekhi sthan sthan and preaching to the tigers and the deers. I think Dwarkadish was very beautifully explaining, and to the puppy, little puppy, he preached and gave him love of Godhead. That just by hearing Kaviraj Goswami explains, there's such happiness and jubilation to the heart of all the devotees. Shretam, Shretam, Nityam, Giyatam, Giyatam, Muda. This great happiness. Chaitanya, Chintetam, Bhaktas, Chaitanya, Charitamrita. Just by hearing. And then Sarup Damodar Goswami explains, Shashwat, Bhakti, Vinodaya. Mahaprabhu's mercy stimulates devotional service in hearts of anyone who comes in contact with him. And that's the reason Mahaprabhu came and descended to invoke Bhakti Yoga, Shashwat Bhakti Vinodaya. And that's the reason of Mahaprabhu's appearance, Vairagya Vidya Nij Bhakti Yoga, to give devotion to himself. And for that, we see Mahaprabhu's compassion is telling Srila Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu to go door to door, as Dwarkadish was explaining that this was probably the first door delivery. What is that? What is that? Amazon and all they have. What is that called? Home delivery. What is that called? So I think this was the first. I think no other incarnation did that actually. You have to go to Krishna, to Ram, to other incarnations or wherever they would travel. But this was historic. Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, who are none other than Krishna and Balaram, Lakshmi Pati, going and begging people to chant. This is the Lakshmi Pati is begging, my dear Prabhus, please chant the holy name. Bolo Krishna, bhajo Krishna, karo Krishna shiksha. So this home delivery was unheard before, other than Lord Chaitanya. That's the Mahaprabhu's mercy. And then he says, Sa Madaya, bestows full ecstasy and joy. And Krishna Dasa Abhimana Che Ananda Sindhu Koti Brahma Sukha Nahi Tara Eka Bandindu. Again, this, a drop of joy and ecstasy of serving Krishna cannot be compared to an ocean of happiness that one gets by merging into impersonal Brahman. This is the Das Abhiman. And we see our Advaita Acharya, to what extent he goes. This is also very unique and very difficult to fathom, Leela of Advaita Acharya going to preach Mayavad so that he can receive this Das Abhiman. Very, very difficult to fathom or understand. Going to that extreme. And we see of Kaviraj Goswami explains that the happiness which is there in having this Das Abhiman, Krishna Das Abhiman Jai Ananda Sindhu Koti Brahma Sukha Nahi Tara Eka Bindu. Ocean of happiness, this is what one gets, cannot be even compared to Koti Brahma Sukha Nahi Tara Eka Bindu. Not even comparable. So that is. And then Madhurya Maryadaya, Mahaprabhu explains the limit of conjugal love. We see this beautiful conversation, the historic conversation of Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Rai. This is the highest revelation of Madhurya Ras in those beautiful conversation in Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Rai. Of course, the very appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with the emotions of Srimati Radharani is the greatest testimony of conjugal ras. Mahaprabhu appeared assuming the bhava of Srimati Radharani itself proves the highest or the greatness of the conjugal rasa. This is what Mahaprabhu came to give us. Ramya Kachid Upasana Brajabadhu, the service to Supreme Lord in the mood of Brajagopis. And then Amnad Udaya, the last is Mahaprabhu's mercy awakens good fortune. So in this way we see that by the grace of Mahaprabhu, anyone in this world, whether qualified, unqualified, if accepts, so the parcel is coming to our house, each one of our houses, that it's being knocked. Only thing is we have to open the door and accept it. If that delivery boy comes and we close the door and don't open it, then who can be most unfortunate than that person who has the door delivery of the highest transcendental love of Vrindavan, and we close that door, we will be the most unfortunate people. Of course, anyone who does not have Krishna is unfortunate, and but who know and still not accept can be the most unfortunate. So on this most auspicious festival and this appearance of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, we can pray to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that we can follow the instructions which he gave to Kurma, to Vasudev and to other devotees, and assist Srila Prabhupada in accepting the teachings of Mahaprabhu, and assist Srila Prabhupada and our acharyas in giving this mercy to one and all. Hare Krishna. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna.